got red river blue, and I sing a melody where I go. I got the red river blue, and I sing a melody where I go.
Presenting a report to the American people by the Ballad Hunter. In each of these programs, the Library of Congress presents John Lomax, the Ballad Hunter. For more than 30 years, Mr. Lomax has been gathering the songs of the American people. Songs that were not written down or learned from books, but folk songs of the people, sung by the people, and made into recordings on the very scene. To collect these songs, Mr. Lomax has ridden night herd with cowboys, visited ballad singers far back in the mountains, gone to dances in the country, spoken to tenant farmers in the deep south. Everywhere Mr. Lomax has heard the people singing a type of song that is purely American, the blues.
The blues ain't nothing but the heart disease. The blues is a woman on a poor man's mind. The blues can make a newborn baby cry. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. When a man gets the blues, he grabs a long freight train with a red caboose and rides.
No time at all. Man, you're rolling.
These lines aren't mine. They are fragments from the great unwritten book of the blues. The blues are sung and moaned in a fashion to satisfy the lonely spirit of the worker in the field or kitchen. Vera Hall, who works in the kitchen in Livingston, Alabama, has a blues for her work which takes her out of the kitchen. It's the blues from the chain gang, given to her by someone who had been there. It begins, another man done gone.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone. From the county farm, another man done gone. I didn't know his name. 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 He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on.
Richard Amason, who walks the same roads in Livingston as Vera, declares that it's no sin to sing the blues because Job was the first blues singer. For Richard and for Negro men across the entire South, the blues have been a musical platform where they could freely state their individual woes and talk about their women. Richard Amason says, "I'm going out to Texas, Mama, to hear the wild cow moan.
I said he moan to suit me, mama.
A nigger friend of mine explains the blues. You never heard a white man could sing the blues in your life, have you? You know the reason why? They don't have the blues. When you lie down at night sometime, it ain't too hot and it ain't too cold. You turning from side to side. What's the matter? Blues got you. A friend of ours from Oklahoma disagrees. One day he was strumming on his guitar. He said that the blues belong to everybody that's down on his luck. He went on.
Well, the blues, I always just called it just plain old being lonesome. Now, a lot of people don't think that's a big enough word. But then you can get lonesome for a lot of things. People down where I come from, they're lonesome for a job. They're lonesome for some spending money. Lonesome for some drinking whiskey. Lonesome for good time, pretty gals, wine, women, and song like they see stuck up in their face every day by other people. Thinking maybe that you are, you know, down and out and disgusted and busted and can't be trusted, why, gives you a lonesome feeling that you're cut up, that somehow the world's sort of turned against you or there's something about it you don't understand. Being out of work, being lonesome, or either being in jail. Naturally, some of the best blues come from jailhouses.
The lonesome jailhouse, as our oaky friend aptly points out, put the blues in many a poor boy's mind, some in the jailhouse, some on the farm, some in the chain gang, and some gone home. In Raleigh, North Carolina, we hear a lonesome jailhouse moan. If I had listened what my mama said, I would have been home sleeping in my cold iron bed. But I, being hard-hearted, and I would not mind, that caused me here with all this time. But if I overcome this trouble I'm in, Lord, I nevermore will live in sin.
I would have been home sleeping in the cold iron bed. But I've been hard-headed and I would not mind. Yes, he called me every all this time.
The Mule Skinner has added to the length, the sarcasm, the endless, mournful humor of the blues. Striding up and down through the dust on the levee, the Mule Skinner has the mule to deal with. The long lines and the black snake are his tools. The jangle of the trace chains and the single tree accompany his songs. And after every stanza, he curses his mules. All this becomes a part of the levee camp blues. He begins by remarking sarcastically, "They won't allow me to beat 'em, got to beg 'em along."
Oh, no. You don't allow me to beat 'em, got to beg 'em along. Get up, Rhoda. Be back there, Dempster. I don't want to kill you this morning. Oh, no. You don't allow me to beat 'em, got to beg 'em along. Tighten up a little bit. Oh, no. If my good woman had been your good partner, Lord, it wouldn't have been you stumbling and falling, trying to make it back home. Care about that mud there. Look out there.
When the guitar enters the picture, the blues sometimes put on their dancing shoes, and in the country, they can dance all night long. The guitar picker works all week in the fields, and with his big country hands, can make music for a whole dance, all Saturday night till Sunday morning. Nobody taught him how to play. His chords are runs. His chords and runs are his own invention. Saturday night and Sunday too, pretty girls on my mind. Monday morning, break of day, old boss has got me gwine.
Thank you.
a kind of blues called knife-talking blues, which means that the guitar is played with a knife, and the knife makes the strings talk or speak the words of the song. Out of the Brazos Bottom country of southeast Texas comes one such blues played on a guitar, held together with wire and tape. It's an old blues about death. Did you ever hear the coffin sound? Did you ever hear the coffin sound? Did you ever hear the coffin sound? You know that now the poor boy is in the ground. Then the guitar player made the coffin sound on the guitar.
You ever get a coffin? You ever hear a coffin? You know now, poor boy's in the ground.
Dig my grave with a silver spade.
My grave is silver.
Let him down with a golden chain.
You can let me down with a golden chain.
It's one kind favor I'll ask of you.
It's one kind favor I'll ask of you.
Take pains that my grave be kept clean. Did you ever hear a church bell tone?
We hear a church bell tone.
Then you might know a poor boy is dead and gone.
You ever hear a church bell? You ever hear a church bell?
If the blues was money, I'd be a millionaire. If I feels tomorrow like I feels today, I'll stand right here and look 1,000 miles away. The sun gonna shine in my back door someday. The wind gonna rise, baby, and blow my blues away. How long are the blues? The Negro says, as long as the bloody red river.
River blue, and I sing a medal where I go. I got the red river blue, and I sing a medal where I go. Tell me, what the world you got on your mind? Why don't you tell me kind, baby, what you got on your mind? Lord, I run the Mississippi River. It's floating like a log. And the bird I love to sleep like mama dog. Let's put it back for me one time. I'm going, and I'm going. And your crying won't make me stay. And the more you cry, baby, the more you want to drive me away.
You have just heard another story told by the Ballad Hunter. The songs you heard on this program were actually recorded on the scene where the ballad singers were found. This program with Mr. John Lomax, Honorary Curator of the Archive of American Folk Song, was presented by the Radio Research Project of the Library of Congress.
Oh, color, can I tell you what the road she's on? Why don't you tell me her color now, tell me what the road she's on? Ooh, I can't say still. How long, I got to...